When you find reality is yanked violently from straight ahead to the hard insane right, you know you're off the beaten path. Defenestrate Media and The Left Show present The Sidetrack with Jason Williams.
Hey, it's me. It's been a while. I'm popping in here at the end of 2020 to say that I'm hopeful in 2021 I'm going to be able to once again be a regular part of the Defenestrate Media crew in a weekly basis, and I'm looking forward to that. It's been a tough year for everyone, I know. And I know also right now we're all taking some time to celebrate, to take a deep breath, to be glad that despite the fact things didn't go as well for Democrats as we'd hoped, one major achievement in booting President Hamburger out of the White House has been achieved. And it's okay to celebrate that and to take that deep breath. It's been a really weird 4 years. 5, 6 years, 7, 8. And that's kind of my point. I'm glad this guy's going. This guy is disgusting. This guy is the most un-American president that has ever been in the White House in my lifetime and in any of the history I've read about. I'm still frustrated, though, that we couldn't impeach a president for being a racist. And I know that a lot of people like to split the hairs over Donald Trump's rhetoric and policy, saying he's not really a racist. He just saw an opportunity to embrace racist rhetoric for political gain. I don't give a shit, and neither should you. Whether he really is a racist, and I think there's plenty of evidence that he is going back throughout his life, or whether he embraced racist rhetoric in order to take political advantage of the current system. He revealed something really important to realize about America, which is that we are still a deeply, deeply racist nation. And that's going to take a long time to change. But there are a couple of things that I'd like to see be long-term takeaways from all of this. And one of them isn't the naive idea that much like Republicans with the election of Barack Obama I hope we don't see from the left the feeling that the defeat of Donald Trump is somehow a statement on the levels of racism in American society or the willingness to embrace racism among white voters and many others. And it comes to some of this rhetoric and some of these messages. Obviously, there was an audience and obviously the messages worked. Donald Trump also surrounded himself, knowingly or not, and I would again guess knowingly, with some of the most outspoken and obvious racists in American politics, some known and some new on the scene. Either way, the end result, horrible people making horrible policy that the president signed off on. And the president did not lose by as much as he should have, although it wasn't close. The 2020 election was too close for comfort. Anything would have been too close for comfort with a president like this. But I really hope the lasting message of the defeat of Donald Trump and the obvious arc of history here, in that Donald Trump himself was white America's response to the election and administration, successful administration of Barack Obama. The takeaway from all of this, I think, for rational, sane people who can envision and work towards a better world when it comes to equality, fighting back, being anti-racist, not just quiet about racism. And that lesson is that identity politics is everything. There isn't a political issue in which identity politics is absent. Anyone implying otherwise is doing so out of convenience or stupidity. And when it comes to identity politics, for anyone who is not white, your race is 100% going to be a dominant factor in your identity. For a lot of white folks, identity can just be your church or your social club or your registered political party. For people who aren't white, identity politics includes who they are, their very existence in this country. And I think for too long, even on the left, we've been ignorant of that. You can see arguments all the time that we need to step away from identity politics and talk about economic policy. I agree we should talk about economic policy. Progressive economic policy is popular, and I wish the Democratic Party would realize that more often. But my point here today is that racism, inequality, is a kitchen table issue, even when you're talking about economics. There is no combating inequality in economics without also pushing back against inequality in all other aspects of our lives. So that, I think, should be the big takeaway from this moment we're all in, where we can again breathe a bit of a sigh of relief. Donald Trump was a response from white voters to Barack Obama's presidency. The defeat of Donald Trump is a message that stuff is not popular with at least a majority of America. But it's not enough to just have something be not popular with a majority. For a progressive agenda, economic, social justice, what have you, to really succeed, we're going to have to realize that where this comes home to the kitchen table is in identities. In identity politics. And there is no fighting for equity in economics without fighting for social equity everywhere else in this country. And I still dream of a day when, yes, we can impeach a president for being a fucking racist. I'm Jason Williams, and we'll talk again soon.